It's the Steve Fast Show on WJBC. Since the days of the Spanish conquistadors, rumors have circulated about an ancient white city hidden in the jungles of Honduras. As the story goes, the city was abandoned. The city held vast riches of gold and treasure, and the city was cursed. In 1940, an Indiana Jones type, Theodore Mord, a journalist, returned from the jungle with hundreds of artifacts and tantalizing stories of having seen the crumbling walls of the city of the monkey god for himself. Soon after, he committed suicide without revealing the location of the city. For 75 years, that location remained a mystery. Was there even a lost city of the monkey god? Our next guest has been there. Douglas Preston has written nonfiction books about history, science, and true crime. He is best known, however, for his collaborations with Lincoln Child on a series of best-selling thrillers. In 2015, he traveled into the jungle with a team of explorers and filmmakers to find the city. He tells that story in his book, The Lost City of the Monkey God. And we welcome Douglas Preston to the program. Douglas, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
The area of Mesquitia in Honduras has some of the thickest jungles, and it's one of the most isolated places in the world. So one might understand how a city can be lost there, but it's maybe harder to understand how it was built there in the first place.
The people who settled in this area probably around 800, 700, 800 AD transformed this very hostile jungle into kind of a Garden of Eden. They cleared out huge areas, they built pyramids, they built roads and irrigation systems. And they basically turned the jungle into a beautiful garden.
Well, people have been looking for this city for some time. When did the explorations begin?
Well, there have been legends and rumors about this city for 500 years, since the time of Cortez. The real search for it didn't really begin until the 20th century, in the 1920s and 30s, when interest in this lost city, sometimes called Ciudad Blanca, the White City, or the Lost City of the Monkey God, ramped up, and there were a number of crazy people, obsessives, charlatans, and also some legitimate archaeologists who went into this extremely hostile jungle looking for it. And there were even some who claimed to have found it, but those claims turned out to be fraudulent. So for maybe the last 120 years, people have been really searching very diligently for this legendary city.
Well, what are the kind of stories that even Cortez heard that made him want to find this city? What was the legend around it?
Well, the legend is that somewhere in these impassable mountains, you have some of the thickest jungle in the world lying on top of incredibly rugged mountains. And in the interior valleys of these mountains are valleys that have never been scientifically explored, even now. So naturally, when there's a vacuum of information, a lot of legends and myths and stories grow up. And some aviators spoke of seeing the crumbling white walls of the city rising above the jungle foliage. There were indigenous stories from people living in the jungle who said that the great city that had once been inhabited and it was beset by a terrible catastrophe and had been abandoned, and ever since then anyone who went in there would fall ill and die of a tropical disease and so forth. So these rumors just kept coming because this area just has never been explored. It's so dangerous and remote and difficult to get into that it just was, and the jungle is so thick, 150-foot triple canopy jungle, you just don't know what's underneath it.
Well, you mentioned aviators. Wasn't there a story that Lindbergh said he saw the city from the air?
There was, yeah. He claimed to have seen it from the air flying over this area. There were some people who claimed to have seen it from the Patuca River, which is a great river that flows through this area in the distance, rising in the distance and so forth. These rumors kept fueling more and more crazy searches by individuals, some of whom actually died in the jungle looking for it.
Well, as you say, a lot of crazy individuals were fueled by this story, and the history of the search itself involves a whole lot of con men.
It did. There's an incredible parade of con men, charlatans, and obsessives who look for this city, because one of the rumors was it was full of gold, that it was an incredible city of gold. And there is, in fact, quite a lot of gold in this region, and there are cultures south of it that have made wonderful objects out of gold, so it's not an unreasonable idea.
Well, there was one guy in particular that claimed to find the city, and he brought home some gold, Theodore Mord. What was his story, and did he plausibly find the lost city?
Yes, he did. He went into the jungle in 1940 and came out 6 months later claiming to have found the lost city of the monkey god. He had a, you know, canoe full of artifacts, and everyone believed him, but he refused to reveal the location for fear of looting, and then he committed suicide before ever telling anyone where it was. So ever since then, people have been just entranced with this idea that he found the lost city of the monkey god. But my book, I was able to get my hands on Theodore Mord's journals, which no one had read before. And it turns out he was not looking for a lost city at all. He was actually had a secret agenda, which was to find gold, to look for gold. And in fact, he did make a massive gold strike deep in the jungles of Mosquitia, but he was never able to exploit it because World War II intervened, and then he committed suicide. So we know the location of his gold strike, but there's just no evidence that anyone has ever been back in there to dig out that gold.
Well, so when you got access to these journals, which I believe you did through your connection with National Geographic, did that fuel your interest in this lost city, or did it maybe make you think that it didn't actually exist?
Well, it was quite a shock when I read those journals to realize the guy was a complete fraud. He conned the Museum of the American Indian, where he was supposedly working for them. They financed his expedition. I realized, my God, he's just another con man looking for the lost city. But at that point, I had really solid evidence from other explorers and other people that this city existed. And I was working with a team that was using LIDAR, which is a very high technology, very expensive, but you can fly over the thickest hill in the world and actually map the surface of the ground underneath the trees. And this group had made some remarkable discoveries using LIDAR that indicated there was a city in one of these valleys.
So this expedition then was mounted to get on the ground and try to physically locate the city, see if what the LIDAR showed was actually the ruins. Did you have any trepidations about joining the expedition yourself on foot?
I was a little apprehensive, not apprehensive enough, I'm afraid. In fact, I went in there thinking, well, you know, I spent much of my life backpacking and being in wilderness areas. I thought I was pretty tough, you know, and I thought, well, you know, what kind of dangers could there be in the jungle? I mean, I've been in high mountains. Well, it turns out this area is extremely dangerous, way more dangerous than any other area I've been in on Earth, not just in the incredible number of deadly snakes that we encountered every single day, jaguars that prowled our tents at night, unafraid because they'd never seen people before, noxious insects, clouds of them all around us, and then torrential rain, quick mud. We almost lost a person in a mud hole, I mean, literally going down, just like in a bad movie. But after the end of the expedition, 2 months afterwards, two-thirds of the expedition came down with a deadly and incurable tropical disease. So it turns out there's a reason why this area remained unexplored, and that's because it's just so dangerous.
Talking about the tropical disease, let's talk about the curse. Part of the story of this white city, the city of the monkey god, was that it was somehow cursed. And as you mentioned earlier, Theodore Mord came back, said he found the city, and then he killed himself and kept it secret. Of course, we don't really think he found the city. But this curse, in a way, is the curse real? Is the curse the danger of the jungle and the way that this lost city is protected by the environment there?
Well, that's a very interesting point because, you know, curses and legends are often based in the truth. And in this case, you know, I went in thinking of the curse. I mean, that's, of course, not true. But it turns out the valley where we found the city is a tremendous hot zone of disease. And some of us, not me personally, but others almost died of these diseases. So, you know, it's entirely plausible that the curse originated in the fact that when people went into this valley after the city was abandoned, and it was probably abandoned because of disease, they got sick, and many of them died. And so that curse is evidently based on, in fact, a real fact, which is that the valley is a hotbed of disease.
Well, a moment ago you used the term the hot zone. That was popularized by Richard Preston, who's your brother. And I guess this is a strange irony that here you are, and you say that you didn't almost die, but you certainly fell ill to this parasitic disease. What did he have to say when he learned that you had something like that, that's something that is as scary as what he had written about in the hot zone?
Well, I'll never forget that phone call. You know, I called him up and I told him, you know, I had this disease, and he knew all about it. Most people have never heard of it. It's called mucocutaneous leishmaniasis, but he'd heard all about it, and he was just absolutely horrified. He was just like, oh my God, you're kidding me. That can't be true. Really? Are you sure? You know, he was really shocked. But, you know, when you're a journalist and something bad happens to you, at least you can write about it. So in my book, you know, I do talk a lot about this. Really, it's a, you know, I don't know if the word fascinating is appropriate for a deadly disease, but it's a very interesting disease, really quite horrifying. I won't go into detail because I don't want to ruin the breakfast of all your listeners, but it's a really interesting and complex disease.
Well, and one can only imagine without the benefits of modern medicine how horrible this would have been for people that would have walked out of the jungle with these strange symptoms. And yeah, as you say, it would ruin somebody's breakfast to talk about what happened. There's a little bit of controversy over if your expedition itself found the actual white city, the lost city of the monkey god. And there has been some criticism because this was a coalition not only of explorers and scientists, but also filmmakers. And you were on the trip as somebody who is a writer. There has been a little bit of pushback about this discovery. What have people criticized?
Well, first of all, the initial discovery was made not by archaeologists, but by geoengineers from the University of Houston. And that ruffled the old guard of archaeology the wrong way, because there weren't any archaeologists involved in initially discovering the city. Well, it was discovered with a super high technology that was run by engineers. But the other question, it's a good one, is this the lost city of the monkey god? And the answer is yes and no. No, in the sense that there is no lost city that is exactly like the legends that are out there. You know, the legends have exaggerated things a little bit. But the legends are based on a truth that in this area there was a great civilization that built many cities. And there are quite a few out there that remain to be discovered. And so the legend is kind of a metaphor for this lost civilization that built a number of cities and then vanished very mysteriously about 500 years ago. And they built these cities along the Maya frontier, but they weren't Maya themselves. Who they were is one of the great questions of archaeology. They laid out their cities a bit like the Maya. They played the Mesoamerican ball game, it seems, but they were not Maya. They were something else. And that's the big mystery. Who were these people and where did they go?
A mystery that feeds a mystery. Well, Douglas Preston, thank you so much for talking to us about this amazing exploration that you were a part of and about your book. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Douglas Preston is the author of The Lost City of the Monkey God, A True Story. He's been joining us. It's the Steve Fast Show on WJBC. We'll be back after this.